As I live what I believe, I give my best doing all things. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. As I live what I believe, I give my best doing all things. Yes, we sometimes think that we can live contrary to what we say we believe. And when we do that, then we get the results. However, when we live harmonious with what we say we believe and what we do believe, we give our best to everything that we do, and we have a wonderful, fabulous, fulfilled life. What do I believe? Well, I like that song. I believe for every drop of rain that falls. You see, when you believe that every single incident in life is harmonious with love, peace, harmony, right action, truth, joy, when that's your belief, that's my belief, then that's my experience. And everywhere I go, I greet this experience. And people say, wow, what a happy person you are. And they say, wow, you don't look like you're 12 or 18 or 75 or 100. You just look like you're just some young, fantastic being. And of course, that's what we look like. Now, you can have a young person who is, say, 8 or 10 years old, and they can be a genius. And they can live in that wonderful state of genius that they are because they believe it. And they don't act that way, they are that way. See, there's a big difference. And I live what I believe. I don't act it, I live it. I live it in every attitude of my life. I live harmony. Now, how do I live harmony? Well, wherever I go, I find harmony. Wherever I go, I see things working out beautifully. I see the trains on time. I see people honoring their request to be somewhere at a certain time. I see all these things in harmony. I see the plants growing in a very beautiful soil. I see the trees harmonious and green. I don't look for the disease on the trees. I don't look for the problems on the trees. I look only for the joy on the trees. I look for the plants that are healthy and whole. Oh, you say there might be other plants that aren't healthy and whole. I don't look for those. I look for the healthy and whole plants. Now, let's just take an example, a silly example, but you go into the grocery store and you go to the vegetable counter and you look at the lettuce there. Now, do you pick up a piece of lettuce that is not good? Every piece of lettuce that you look at there is good. It is beautiful. It is fantastic. It is glorious. Why? Because you create a good green market. You create a good grocer who goes over the materials that are brought in to him to sell, and he takes those that are not perfect and sets it aside, and he sells the good ones. Now, why? Everywhere you go, you experience that. You go into any store, and they have their lovely merchandise out in front, and they show how beautifully draped it is over a young, handsome, beautiful figure that makes you think, wow, isn't that a beautiful person? And of course, it's a reflection of ourselves. And you get in the bus, and there are not too many seats on the bus. That is, the seats are pretty well taken. And as you walk into the bus, some young person, or some person, doesn't have to be a young person, it's an old person, any kind of person, just stands up right next to you and says, I'm getting off the next stop. Would you like to sit down? Well, thank you so much. And as you get off the bus, it's a little rainy, and there's a little puddle in front of the bus as you're stepping off. And there's some person standing there and saying, oh, watch your step there. There's a little bit of a puddle. Step in that puddle. Watch your step. Don't step in that puddle. And so you carefully avoid the puddle. And the puddle's not bad. It's not good. But you're working in harmony. You're not plotching down in the puddle and getting your feet all wet. You're stepping aside of it. The puddle's not good, not bad. It's just that you sidestep the puddle. And when you step on the curb, what is there to greet you but some lovely puppy dog wagging his tail, wanting to be loved, wanting to be greeted and held by the leash of its master. And you say, is he friendly? And the master says, oh my, yes. And so you reach down and you snuggle the little puppy for just a moment or two, and you say, what a lovely dog. Thank you for sharing him with me. And then you go on your way, and you don't think a thing about it. I live what I believe. I give my best doing all things. And what are all these things? These are just normal, everyday things. Now, do I give my best thinking who I am? Do I give my best thinking I am happy? I live in a joyous world. I am peaceful. I am the delight of the world. I am happy and content in whatever I do. Is that what we say about ourselves? Is that what we live and what we believe? Is that what we give? Do we give our best doing all things? If we do, what a joyous life we have. I walked into the optometrist the other day, and as I walked in the door, the girls greeted me and said, oh, so wonderful to see you. Naturally, I'm a patient of theirs, so to speak. And they check over my eyes after my eyes have been treated, and now they're all perfect. And they say, wow, it's so nice to see you. Wow, this is so great. Wow, that's so great. And I think, you know, those girls don't even have a bad hair day. They all have good days. I don't think that. I know that those girls are a reflection of my attitude. And I'm a happy guy, and they're happy. I sit in the waiting room, and there's a gentleman sitting there, and he says, you know, we live in a pretty wonderful world. And I look at him, and he's some 80 years old, and I say, yeah, we sure do. He says, you know, when I was in the Second World War, he didn't say Second World War. He said, when I was in service in the Navy, he said, one of the chiefs in our group gave me a bunch of hash marks, 40 hash marks, and sewed them to my shirt by just having a sticky on there. And then he took a picture. I mean, to get a hash mark, you got to have some 20 years of service for each one or something like that. And it's amazing. But here I had all these, and I was just a young sailor, maybe 18 years old, and everyone sort of laughed. And we sent it into the magazine, and they published it and sent me $5 for a good joke. But it's sort of a point to show what was coming. And then, of course, he let slip out of his wallet the beautiful color photograph of him taken later when he was a captain in the chaplain corps. And I thought, now, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? And we spoke at great length. And then he was saying, you know, I know a lot of good jokes. He said, these are fine jokes. And then he started telling me about four or five jokes. And all of them were jokes that I could tell anybody. Jokes that I could share with anybody. Because, as the saying is, they're clean jokes. Well, this is what I believe. This is what I create in my world. I create people coming up to me and telling me clean jokes. I create people coming up to me and telling me respectful things. I create people coming into my life and being a joy and a love and being a harmony. Because this is what I believe. I live what I believe. And I give my best doing all things. And if should anyone come up and do anything that might be a shadow of a contrariness to what I believe, I merely speak my word and I say, all is in divine order. And bunk, just like that, bunk, just like that, quicker than a snap of a finger, the person sort of revises their comment and says, oh, I meant to say, and they went on to say what they meant to say. They meant to say something beautiful, just like something I believe. You know, we're the creators of our world. And we create our world by keeping our thoughts centered upon those things that are harmonious, joyous, peaceful, happy, fulfilling, rewarding for us. And as we do this, we will create everyone in our family that way, everyone in our environment that way, everyone in our world that way. And what a wonderful world that is! What a wonderful way to be. You know, we have a saying in our postgraduate course of the University of Healing, a master sees only another master. A happy person sees only another happy person. Now, what about a happy master? Does he see only another happy master? Well, there are only happy masters. And so, if we want to really move on in our spiritual growth, we live in the awareness that we are already there, and we look around us, and mentally in our thought and our mind and our eyes and our touch and our sense and so forth, we create everything that's beautiful. Should anything come into our awareness that might taint itself of something less than perfect, we immediately revise it in our thinking. We revise it in our sensory reception of it. And we, instead of seeing the music as raucous, we see lovely music. We say, hey, there's somebody playing music, and they're playing beautiful music. It may have been something that we were not pleased with, but we put the cause in motion, and all of a sudden the old music stopped and the new music comes out. Beautiful music. Now, how did that happen? Our thought. You can be sure of that. Someone comes along and is about to fall, and you look at them and you say, what a beautiful ballet step they're making. And they right themselves and do not fall and go on their way, having thought, that was a cute little dance I did there for a second. You know, I was totally in charge. I was totally the master. We see two cars about to do a ballet with one another, and we say, what marvelous drivers those are. Alert, sensitive, caring. What marvelous drivers they are. Wow. And the two cars do not touch each other. They do not collide. They slip by each other just as though it was designed to be that way. And of course it is designed to be that way by you and by me, because we put our thoughts in motion and we live what we believe and we give our best to doing all things. You know, instant illumination is fantastic. Enjoy it, share it, spread it, be it in all that you are, because you're fantastic. I love you. I love you. I love you.